I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came away.
What is up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know about you all, but I am pumped. We are here at the DNCM, of course, with Fancy Brian Kelly. We got some fun guests lined up for you all this afternoon. But most of all, isn't it great to be here, Brian?
My goodness, this is a freaking event.
Yes.
This is awesome.
The excitement is palpable. I'm looking out across Media Row. I see head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. Ben, you should come sit down and talk to me. Enough with the kibitzing with my colleague Todd Alba and, of course, Trigby Olson coming on right before me. You got Devil's Advocates up after me. This afternoon, we've got confirmed David Crowley, County Executive. David Crowley is going to be here because we're going to do Today at the DNC with David. Every day we'll take a hit, check in with David, see what the vibe check that he's got and how he's enjoying himself at the DNC. Of course, David also a delegate from the state of Wisconsin here at the DNC. We're also going to have Morris Pearl of the Patriotic Millionaires kicking off a little prequel, if you will, folks, of what will be a everyday segment starting next week of Maggie and the Millionaires. We're talking money every day. Morris will be on every Monday with me. I don't know how many more M's I could pack in there, Brian, but it'll be Maggie and the Millionaires with Morris Mondays. You'll all get a little taste this afternoon. Morris joining me around 3 o'clock. And if we get lucky, we may indeed have Mayor Cavalier Johnson as well this afternoon. He is a man in high demand, as is David Crowley, of course, being part of the swing state delegation. And Democrats on the rise, certainly.
Yeah, and also, just to give an idea for all the listeners out there how it all works, all the delegates are completely separate from where we are. Right now, we're in the United Center itself, around the bowl. We're actually sitting in the merch area.
I'm down for some merch.
It's fantastic. But the delegates are housed completely separately at a different area. I believe they're all at McCormick Place, and they're all going to get shipped over here. They should probably leave now because even though it's like 5 miles, it'll take like 2 years.
Yes.
The traffic is absolutely insane. My friend's daughters go to school down here, and
They
had swim practice at 6:15, and it was still like a little harder to get there.
Yeah, a little bit unlike Milwaukee in that regard, where we basically were soft-shoeing it around without a problem. That's not happening here in Chicago.
Traffic is
backed up, folks. I had a fascinating conversation last night with my Uber driver. I'll share that with you. I always love a little man-on-the-street gut check about what real people are talking about. Of course, Brian and I always want to hear from you, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I'm going to look at Ben Wickler again and be like, hey, Ben, come on and sit down. Come on, sit down. We're going to get Ben Wickler here joining us on the fly on the Maggie Dawn Show. Pop a set of headphones on, Ben. Join us. I'm excited, Ben. It's a great day to be at the DNC, I'll tell you that, kicking things off. Join now, pulling him off the floor, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a much-heralded Democratic leader, many people crediting you for the incredible win we saw in the primaries last week, defeating the referendum. And here we are, another week, another big news event. It's an exciting time, Ben. What are you most looking forward to at the DNC and specifically today?
It is so exciting, and it's exciting to be here on the back of a landslide win against these constitutional amendments that was driven by a huge coalition, Democratic Party activists and coordinated campaign folks, Governor Evers, legislators, those whole Wisconsin Votes No Coalition with Wisconsin Conservation Voters in the lead, all these different groups that came off the sidelines to stop a Republican power grab. And that is basically the game plan and the recipe for this November. The Republicans are broadcasting their national power grab plan with Project 2025. They want to control everyone's personal lives. And Democrats are like, hey, we believe in freedom in the United States of America. We think that, you know, everyone should be able to make their own decisions in their own personal lives. And we think we should have a little joy in politics. And you can kind of feel that energy crackling, the sense of joy and possibility all through the convention, all through the Wisconsin delegation that heard from Governor Walz this morning. He came and spoke this morning.
I was just going to ask you, how was the breakfast? So, folks, if you don't know, the Wisconsin delegation meets in a breakfast meeting each of the 4 days of the convention. You had Governor Walz this morning. What was the environment? It's standing room only. You can't put any more people in that room.
Totally packed. It was delicious breakfast. And then we heard from Walz, we heard from Schumer, we heard from Governor Evers, we heard from New York's Governor Kathy Hochul, we heard from Wes Moore, who's just totally amazing. Garland Gilchrist, my friend, who's the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan, came and just knocked everybody's socks off. This positive, good vibes. And the sense of, like, you know, we can actually do this. We can actually make history in a good way in the state of Wisconsin this year. And when we do, it's not just the presidential race. It's Tammy Baldwin's Senate race and winning the Senate majority. It's flipping two, maybe three House seats and winning congressional majority that puts Leader Jeffries in place of Mike Johnson, which is a giant upgrade. And then the state legislature. We're going to break the Republican supermajority in the state Senate. We're going to flip the state assembly majority. I'm just going to put it down right here. And when we do that, it unlocks a potential whole new era for our state to end the constant gridlock and chaos that Republicans have brought and actually start to get things done. Very exciting moment.
Yeah, two things pop to mind as you describe all this, Ben. The first is this weird echo effect that I see between what happens in Wisconsin as sort of a petri dish for the national political atmosphere. We have what is by all means a crackpot running against Senator Baldwin that has no business in politics, knows not of what he speaks, and every time he opens his mouth, there's yet another gaffe, not unlike the vice presidential candidate for the MAGA party. It's a never-ending gift that just, again, keeps on giving. Keep talking, Mr. Hovde, because you make it easier for Senator Baldwin to point out those differences. So I see that as an echo. And the other thing that you were mentioning was this overwhelming sense of joy and engagement. And I think Wisconsin, again, as a bit of a canary in the coal mine, but in a good way, for what the national atmosphere is like. And this growing coalition of people, including traditional Republicans, stepping up for normalcy, to turn the page, to get back to actual policy discussions that are rooted in facts and have specifics attached to them. Isn't that nice? Those are two things that I see as somewhat of an echo between the national political atmosphere and what we see in Wisconsin. It's an exciting time.
That's absolutely right. And there's a I think, real sense that the things that make it hard to raise a kid, for example, the cost of childcare and the cost of being able to buy a house for the first time, and then, you know, how do you make sure they can go to college, all these things. Democrats are actually thinking about real people's lives and how do we make it a little bit easier. It's not a handout. It is a floor so that people can stand on firm ground and then reach for the stars and for their dreams. That's what Democrats are working on. And Republicans, meanwhile, are just like laying out these wild plans to ban abortion nationwide and restrict access to IVF, the ban on pornography that's in Project 2025. Why are they even thinking about that? Why are they getting into people's personal business? Tim Walz has this great line where he says, you know, something called the golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Yeah. Nunya, as the kids like to say. It's Nunya business.
Nunya, exactly.
Bodies in bedrooms should not be part of political platforms except to say do what you do.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, whether the tax cuts should go to the ultra rich or whether we should be, you know, supporting folks who are trying to have a kid or buy a house for the first time. That's a totally legit space for public discussion and for debate in political parties. Having the government control our personal lives is like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
Why is this even a thing?
Yeah, it's so silly. I wanted to also get your reaction, Ben, since I've got you here, to Vice President Harris's rollout of what can be described, I think, as a populist and progressive economic plan. You mentioned the affordability of buying a home or even renting these days seems to be on the reach of average middle-class folks. She's got a plan for that, right? What did you make of the vice president's economic proposals? What stood out to you in those very specific policies, again, that reach middle-class families and try to raise all ships with a higher tide?
Well, let's start with housing.
Yes.
Building an extra 3 million housing units across the country, it's just a great idea. And it might mean cutting through some red tape and, you know, figuring out how to make things happen a little faster. I'm all for that. And when there's more supply of housing, then the price comes down for folks they can afford
it. Basic micro.
Then chipping in when you address the supply side issue, then you can help with the demand side. Yeah. The plan to help folks with $25,000 when they buy their first home. Because for so many people, the down payment is a huge barrier. But if you just did one of those two pieces, then you wouldn't solve the problem for a whole lot of people. So I really love the way she's thinking about the whole thing, thinking about affordability and supply and you know, clearly, there's some smart economists that are thinking this through on her team, and you know, she gets what people are facing in their own lives. Another piece that is hilarious to me about the Republican response is she talked about something that is probably the single biggest affordability issue that I hear about in my personal life and also in politics, which is the cost of groceries.
Yeah.
And she said pretty simply, we're going to enforce our anti-price fixing laws in this country. Republicans are freaking out as though, you know, somehow this means we're moving to communist Russia. Are they pro-price fixing on the cost of groceries? Do they think that that big companies should jack up prices and illegally fix those high prices in order to undermine our market? Is that what they think? That's their position? Come on.
The thing that blew me away, and I talked about this on my show on Friday, Ben, was that price fixing and price gouging isn't capitalistic.
Exactly.
It's not capitalism, people. Yeah. It's abusive when there is incredible market power asymmetries. This creates an atmosphere where that's possible. Certainly, any economist would have expected rising prices, given the supply chain problems coming out of COVID, which Donald Trump did nothing to solve. So grocery stores and other people that provide essential goods for families that use that effectively as war profiteering, an opportunity to keep prices sky high, even when their input prices have come down, is in fact a violation of both state and federal laws already on the books.
Right.
She's not talking about the government control of production.
Not at all. She's talking about the government doing its job. And Republicans are basically running on a platform of keep grocery prices high.
Yes.
Let's see how that bold strategy works out
for them. Well, not only let's keep prices high, let's make them higher by imposing these incredibly high tariffs, which is nothing but a tax on the middle class.
The inflation bomb. This is Trump's...
The inflation bomb.
That's what they're calling it. 16 Nobel Prize winning economists. Vote no on Donald Trump's inflation bomb. Vote yes for freedom and opportunity. That's the message.
You heard it here from Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's always a pleasure, Ben. Come on by tomorrow. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much.
Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to hear about why Donald Trump is losing as a provocateur. Seems he only knows one song and he keeps on singing it as the polls go into the toilet. Nothing but good news here from the DNC special civic media coverage, folks. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment. We are.